Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another Cosmic Circus review. Today it's just me, Finn, and I'm really, really excited for this. So today I'm going to be talking about the upcoming, brand new, really exciting DC Universe show, Creature Commandos, the first ever project for James Gunn's new DC Universe. Of course, I probably, if you're watching this, you know, James Gunn has already done two DC projects in the past. He's done The Suicide Squad, 2021, and he's done Peacemaker 2022. This is definitely standing on the shoulders of those two. This is basically, I would say, this is basically Suicide Squad 3 or The Suicide Squad 2. This is a Suicide Squad with monsters, and it's so cool. I really think James Gunn's style with animation, he's not directing, but I think his style works so well with animation, especially with the music and the choreography. The needle drops are amazing in this, and there's action and there's sex. It's definitely hard R. This is definitely R rated, absolutely. But his style works so well with it. I think really it's remarkable that we've never. I don't know. An easy comparison might be something like Harley Quinn or maybe Venture Bros for something a little bit more elegant, or maybe something a little bit more elevated, maybe. But I think this is so promising because like. The obvious competitor is Marvel, and Marvel does not have something like this. I mean, you can look at like Hitmonkey, but that's on Hulu, right? That's not mainstream MCU. This is mainstream DCU. And what this show is doing, it's not in a bubble. This show is building on the Suicide Squad and Peacemaker, and it's leading into not just Superman, it's leading into the entire DC universe. I'm not going to spoil anything, but this is like ground. This is laying the foundation. It's laying the groundwork for the entire DC universe to come. There's all kinds of Easter eggs. There's all kinds of cameos. There's all kinds of setup. So I think it's really exciting if you're a DC fan, if you're a fan of the comics, you're a fan of the animation, you're a fan of the DC universe. It's so exciting because this is promising so much of what's to come. It's not like an Iron Man introduction to the universe. This is an DC universe, and he's throwing you into this universe already populated with characters, and you get to see how they interact with each other already. And I think that's really exciting. Getting to the show a little bit itself, I'm gonna do a proper review with John, hopefully in a couple days. Just my quick thoughts. I was really surprised how much I love this with the humor, with the action, with the music, the characters. I mean, it's no surprise James Gunn is great with characters, right? But you really go deeper with each of these characters, even freaking Weasel. Like, I think that was the biggest surprise for me, a character like Weasel, and how much you immediately understand and empathize and how much you can feel for this kind of character, right? And but that's really what James Gunn does well. I want to give credit. The show is run by Dean Laurie. But really, I have to give so much credit to James Gunn because this feels James Gunn. His DNA, his fingerprints, everything goes all over this. Like, I honestly thought he directed it himself because this feels totally in line with everything you expect from a James Gunn style. There's lots of horror elements, there's humor elements, there's cutting back and forth between something super dark and super funny, something super twisted and grotesque. It's so perfect in animation. I would love an entire animated universe in this kind of James Gunn style. It is definitely R-rated. It's not for kids at all. The music is awesome compared to even compared to what you expect. This is a totally different sound from Guardians of the Galaxy, even different from the Suicide Squad, even different from Peacemaker. Like every project James Gunn does, like the music is completely unique to that project. And I think that's awesome. And it gives a lot of identity to whatever he's doing. The Kevin Kiner and Clint Mansell do a fantastic score in this. The score is really good also, but really the needle drops steal the show as far as the music goes. Voice acting is really good. I think Sean Gunn is fantastic. I think he's probably my favorite voice actor on the show. He does G.I. Robot and Weasel. And he brings so much emotion to Weasel, and G.I. Robot, he brings a lot of humor. So it's incredible how he does these two performances, and both of them are standouts. And just together, they elevate him into really a really interesting voice actor to watch because I think nobody really cared about him before Guardians of the Galaxy, and then he was just the rocket guy or something. But genuinely, he's really good as a voice actor here, and he's bringing a whole different level of performance. Like you have Alan Tudyk in the show, you have David Harbour in the show, you have Indira Varma in the show, you have Frank Grillo in the show. But my standout was Sean Gunn as the Weasel and the Robot. The animation's really pretty sometimes. Sometimes it's kind of basic. I think my biggest criticism of this might be that it's the plot is a little bit complicated, a little bit too overcomplicated. The plot is a little bit there's a lot happening with the music and with the visuals and with the action, and it gets kind of overwhelming and overstimulating. I think I'll probably talk about this a little bit more with John, but I think in general it gets a little bit hard to follow the twists and turns of the plot, and that's between the overstimulating direction and the honestly overcomplicated plot. The show kind of really doesn't care about the plot. It really is more focused on the building an emotional connection to these characters. It's really all about the character moments and some cool action scenes. The plot is kind of there just to tie everything together and give you like a sequence of events. If you're wondering who the villain is from the trailers, that is because it's part of the story. So you have to keep watching to find out what's happening with the villain. But I overall, in general, I'd say this is a great start to the DCU. It really gives a strong stamp of its writer's voice, which is something James Gunn has talked a lot about, that these DCU projects will have a strong creative identity. And as far as James Gunn goes, this definitely has the James Gunn identity. I would strongly recommend it. If you're a hardcore DC fan, I think it's good. If you're a casual fan, if you're curious, I think it's a good introduction. If you don't like any of this kind of stuff, then I would say wait for Superman. That might be a better introduction because this is definitely a little bit more obscure, right? Like all these characters are like who, what, ha. But I think if you're a little bit curious, if you're a little bit interested or very interested, I think this will be a blast for you. There's a lot of really fun character dynamics, character histories. My only complaint is that I wanted more. There's only 7 episodes. You learn a little bit about each of these characters, and then it's over. And I would it's like so easily set up where this could just be sequel after sequel after sequel, season after season. I really hope these are recurring characters in the future of the DCU, even if they're side characters in the background, because these characters are so joyful, and they're really so fleshed out, I think, and they're all so tragic. And it's really impressive how James Gunn has 7 characters. And they're all, the same kind of like misunderstood monster, but he still keeps each of them so unique and so fresh that it doesn't feel like it's the same character over and over and over again. I think it's really a testament to the writing and to the direction that's within the James Gunn style, even though he didn't direct. And I think it's the voice acting, the music overall. I think it's a great little holiday show you guys can watch. I think it plays pretty well as a binge, so I'm a little upset that it's going to be a weekly release for you. But I think it's so much fun that I'm glad that it's going to have over a month of discussion, because I think it really deserves the space for people to watch and talk about it. It's not going to be as like shocking as X-Men 97, but I think it's just like a fun little like appetizer before we get into the big stuff with Superman later this year. So I think that's it. Stay tuned. In a couple days, John and I will hopefully have our full review for Future Commandos together. But I think that's it on my end. Let us know in the comments if you have any questions, and I'll try to read and respond as long as there's no spoilers. But yeah, that's it, guys. Enjoy the show. See you Thursday. Bye.